14.
Die, 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 die!
The crazed, glasses-wearing velociraptor in a pencil skirt and a lab coat cried as she continued shooting me with what I could only classify as a plasma rifle.
Die, 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 die!
Not that it hurt. After all, I was in God mode, and that plasma weapon was very much not a God-level weapon. The first volley of shots washed off me like a refreshing cascade of water. Red light, I said, as I brought time to a near standstill, casually strolled over to her, and pulled the gun out of her hands. Part of me thought about breaking it to make a point, but it seemed sweet, and I wondered if Jody could duplicate it. Then I took a few steps back. Green light.
Oh, you think your little time trick is going to stop me?
She snarled as she flexed her claws.
I have a fix for that.
Then she began to fiddle with some kind of high-tech doohickey on her wrist. Or, and hear me out, you can tell me why you shot at me when I'm just trying to help, I offered as she pressed a button that caused a sphere of glowing purple energy to surround her.
Ha! They said it couldn't be done, she cackled. But I, Sarah Von Startreiter, have in fact done it.
She gave me a smug look.
Just try to freeze time in my anti-time freezing bubble.
She crossed her arms over her rather ample dinosaur chest. Honestly, it wasn't as weird as it sounds, which probably says a lot about me. Does it stop plasma rifles? I asked as I pointed the gun I'd taken at her. Because, while I'm not an expert at Velociraptor technology, I am pretty sure pulling trigger A, I tapped the trigger with a finger, while pointing bad end B, I gestured at her with it, will make it do bad things to you.
Oh, well,
She bit her lip as her eyes flicked from me to the gun, then back to me.
Give me a second.
She spun on her heels and raced toward a large, bloody cabinet in the corner. As she approached, the device on her wrist glowed softly. And then the cabinet opened to reveal a whole bunch of cyberpunk gizmos. She grabbed hold of one, which sort of looked like a sapphire tennis ball, pressed a few buttons on its side, and then threw it into the air, where it began to whirl around her.
Just try to shoot me now. She nodded. My antiplasma detonator will not only absorb the attack, but throw it back to you 7 times as hard.
Right, so it's like a cane thing. I waved off the train of thought. And you're still not understanding. I touched my chest. I am a god. I pointed at her. I want to help you.
The only good god is a dead god, she sneered, before throwing a handful of confetti at me and then making a break for the door,
whereupon Crabface clotheslined her with one giant crab arm. Then, as she crashed to the floor, dazed and confused, he flexed. How's it going, Garrett? He glanced at the fallen velociraptor. Sounded like someone was a bit crabby. He waggled the ridges where his eyebrows would be if he'd had them.
Eh? Eh?
Please tell me your thing isn't going to be making crab puns, I said as I scooped up the stunned raptor girl and threw her over my shoulder. Because if it is, plan on being de-summoned.
Sorry, I was just feeling the pinch, you know? Had to come up with something to keep it real.
He shrugged.
Give me another chance. You won't regret it.
Fine. I eyed him, as I gave him one of the slots so he wouldn't vanish if I changed dimensions. But don't think I didn't hear you say, feeling the pinch. I gestured at my eyes, and then at him.
I'm watching you, buddy.
I'll be good, sir.
He nodded.
Great.
I turned my attention to the lizard girl, who was starting to come out of her daze.
Look, if you try any more shenanigans, I'm going to throw you into the sun.
Then, for emphasis, I teleported us towards said star, and yes, I did wrap her in some godly aura to keep her from dying in the myriad of ways she would die in the vacuum of space.
So, maybe we can chat a bit?
Fine. She took a long, huge breath as she stared at the massive star that was very, very close to us. Then she glared at me.
We can talk.
Great. So, do I need to keep you here in front of said star, or can we go back to the Dyson Sphere?
She's called Pandora.
She bared her teeth a bit.
Say it with me. Pandora.
The ship is called Pandora? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
Oh, good, you can speak sensibly.
Then she shot me again. And I'll be honest, I did drop her. But since we were in space, she just sort of floated there.
Now I will use the power of the star to do you in.
Only she didn't do that. Instead, she hit a button on her wrist that caused it to glow an instant before she took off through space, back toward the Dyson Sphere, now known as Pandora. Well, this is going to be fun, I mumbled as I teleported in front of her. I swear, if you shoot me again... I nodded past her.
Son! Your threats mean nothing to me, God!
She spat and crossed her arms again.
Nothing.
Right. Okay. I summoned Queenie. Can you deal with whatever this is? I gestured at Sarah von Startrider. Her name is Sarah.
It would be my pleasure to deal with her, Master.
Master?
Sarah exclaimed, as she looked from Queenie to me and back again.
Has he enslaved you?
She nodded furiously.
Fear not, Ant-Woman. I will save you from this god's tyranny.
Master hasn't enslaved me.
Queenie gave the lizard lady a strange look.
He saved me from ultimate destruction.
She smiled brightly.
See, after he killed me, he resurrected me, which really saved me from dying. Now, I get to follow him for eternity.
She clapped her hands together excitedly.
Isn't that just the greatest thing ever? Like, even more so than sweets and candy.
The Ant Queen beamed at me.
Wait.
Sarah looked at Queenie for a good long while before turning her attention back to me.
You mean to say you kill people and then bring them back as devoted slaves?
Oh, we don't mind being slaves to Master.
Queenie grinned.
He's the best.
Then she held her hands about a foot apart.
And his thing is really big and pleasurable.
As sex slaves?
Sarah's eyes widened. Then she swallowed audibly.
Well, the sex is purely voluntary, but I don't see why you'd pass it up. Even the other girls quite like it, too.
She grinned.
Even the ones who just came to Master of their own free will and haven't yet had the pleasure of joining him in eternity.
You heard Melanie and Veronica? I asked with a quirked eyebrow.
They are very loud, Master. Much like Eliphili and Zamia.
Queenie flushed.
Though I can hardly blame them. Okay. It's time for some real talk.
Sarah looked at me uncertainly.
Is there a way I can avoid becoming your sex slave for all eternity? Because up until now, I was trying to provoke you into killing me, but now I think that might not be the best plan.
She shot me a weak smile.
Maybe we could come to terms that don't involve me ravaged by an evil space god.
Well, for one, you can stop shooting me and help us figure out what's going on with Pandora. That would go a long way toward not making me throw you into the sun. I smiled brightly. My engineer is there right now trying to do just that.
Pfft, Sarah snorted. What's that cat going to do? Hit it with a stone until it works?
What do you mean? I asked, suddenly confused.
Do you know why everyone is asleep and I'm the only one awake?
She shook her head.
No, of course you don't.
She sighed loudly.
Pandora is nearly impossible to fix because it's like... Well, it's like trying to build a toaster.
She peered at me.
Do you know what a toaster is? It's a small device used to cook bread so that it's warm and crunchy.
I know what a toaster is, yes. I responded, a bit curious to see where this was going.
Good. So, think about all the parts that are in a toaster. Then imagine your toaster broke into a zillion pieces. Only, you can't go to the toaster shop and buy new parts because Zaxxas destroyed the entire fucking planet.
She paused for a beat. And though I had many, many questions about that statement, I decided to let her continue so we wouldn't get off track.
So, now you have to, say, make a new handle for the toaster so you can press it down. Only, you don't have plastic, so you have to create plastic and a mold to make the handle. Then, after you recreated plastic and a mold, you actually have to make the handle.
She let out an exasperated breath.
And I have to do that with nearly every piece of Pandora.
She met my eyes.
And you expect me to think that a cat girl in a bikini can somehow help me when the best piece of tech she has I made for a grade school science fair and got third place.
Third place seems pretty good, all things considered, I replied with a shrug. I mean, it's not first or second.
It was out of three people, God.
She scowled at me.
It was basically a participation medal.
Right, I nodded. So you have two options, I smirked. Let us try to help you because I also very much want to kill Zaxxas, or I can drop you off at the bazaar, no harm, no foul, and we'll fix Pandora without you.
Wait, you're not one of Zaxxas' minions?
She asked as she looked me up and down.
I thought all gods were beholden to him.
Nah, I'm gonna stop him, I smiled. Or at least try really hard to do that.
I am a fan of vengeance, and your deal seems like it might give me a chance to have vengeance.
Sarah rubbed her chin.
And you won't kill me and bring me back as a sex slave?
No, I shrugged. Well, not unless you want me to do that, but I don't see why you would.
Hey. You don't know me.
She glared at me, and I just laughed. Fair enough, I smiled at her. So, do we have a deal, Sarah von Startrider?
I held out my hand, and she gave it a dubious look.
What about my people? They can't stay in cryo-sleep forever.
She swallowed.
That's part of the problem. The cryo-sleep chamber is taking so much power that I can't run many of the automated mechanisms that would help fix Pandora.
Pick a planet. I gestured at the system. Well, almost any planet. Then my friends and I will terraform it accordingly for your species, and you all can just live there. I grinned. Admit it. That's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
She looked at me warily.
Almost too good.
She sighed.
I accept.
She shook my hand.
For now. You have completed the quest. Blood, markings, terror, WTF. You gain 6 stat points and 2 skill points to distribute. Your relationship with the reptilians of Kepler-47 has increased from hostile to unfriendly.